כן. Gemara in the fourth pack of Brachas tells us that Eliyahu HaNavi appeared to one of the Amoraim and he gave him three good pieces of advice. He told him that you shouldn't drink, because if you're drinking you end up doing chatoim. He told him you shouldn't get angry, because if you get angry you do chatoim. And he said before you travel on the way you should say tefillas haderech. Those are three pieces of advice. I mean, they're all three true. I'm not arguing with Eliyahu HaNavi on this one, but we've taken on greater, you know, we've taken on Michas Chinuch and Tzosim, but Eliyahu HaNavi, I don't think we're going to challenge right now. But I don't understand the Lashitasa of these three statements. These are just three arbitrary pieces of advice. If you met Eliyahu HaNavi, these are the first three things he would tell you. I mean, what's the common denominator between these three pieces of information? Torah tells us in the Parsha Shmini that there's a mitzvah, Lahavdil ben HaKedesh ben HaChol. To be mavdil means you have to make decisions. And you have to, in order to make a decision properly, you have to understand that there are differences. There are different paths in life. There are different paths, different goals, different things. And you have to understand, you have to come to a fork in the road, and you have to know whether to go down this way, go down this way. This way leads to Kodesh, this way leads to Chol, this way is Or, this is Choshech, this is Tameh, this is Tahor. That's the notion of Avdalah, that there are differences. A person who doesn't know how to be mavdil, so it's just... All paths go to the same place. You'll end up in the same mishkabal, the same cholent. So havdil means there's this path goes this direction, this path goes another direction. That's the koach of havdil. What are some of the things that interfere with a person's ability to be able to be mavdil properly, to be able to discern, to be able to differentiate properly? So no pun intended, but havdil. Come on, get that. Havdil of havdalas. We find that in the world of driving, so there are a lot of things that can go wrong in driving, but there are two things up there that are potentially very, very dangerous on the road. This is before, this shtickle Torah was before cell phones, before texting on the road. That's another thing. It's another problem. But there were fundamentally two very, very big dangers. There's still two very, very big dangers on the road today. One is, of course, drinking and driving. This is not part of a motor vehicle sponsored share, but drinking and driving, everybody understands why that's dangerous. And then what we call a road rage, if I'm not mistaken. People get angry behind the wheel. They lose the patience behind the wheel. And chaliva adds to tension that potentially creates accidents in the wheel. What's pshat? Why is it? Why is it that drinking causes more accidents? Why is it that road rage causes accidents? So the answer is that both take away a person's ability to discern properly. The basic skill of driving is to be able to discern. That's what you're doing. You don't think about it anymore. You've been driving already for years. But basically, all you're doing when you're driving is being mavdil. You're making decisions. You're making the discerning between, will I be able to make that red light? Will I not be able to make the red light? Am I going too fast? Am I going too slow? Can I make that turn safer? Every question on the road is a question of a havdalah. You have possible paths in front of you. Where the Rebbeinu Shlomo made us, that there are certain things that dull our senses physically, that interfere with our ability to make those perfect distinctions. Alcohol has that ability physically. When a person gets angry, so they're not thinking clear, not thinking straight, they get so coming in Gehenna and Mishultenbo, that it also interferes with their ability. That's why we make really bad decisions. You shouldn't make an important decision when you're angry. The same way, like it says on the bottles, you know, don't operate heavy machinery, you know, when you're on your cough medicine or something, just in case anyone here is interested in operating heavy machinery. So too, it should also say, don't make any life decisions. You know, don't get married when you're on, you know, that's one of the reasons why we don't drink, why the chazan kala fast, because you don't want it to be drunk. They get mad, staying under the chuppah, they're not thinking clearly. So maybe it'll be a kedusha tos, whatever, be kedusha shaita. So anyway, so rage and drinking are things that dull our senses and interfere with our ability to be mavdil properly. So that's what Eliyahu HaNavi, I think, is... that's what Eliyahu HaNavi is telling the Amoraim. Eliyahu HaNavi is saying that when you're going on a derech, so you want to be matzliach on that derech. A derech here doesn't just mean you're getting to the car and driving over the bridge. You go on a derech to life, a derech hachayim. You want to go on your derech to life, so there are three things you have to be very, very careful about. You have to be careful not to drink. Because if you drink, and here drinking doesn't only mean physically drinking, which it means that also, but it means when you get so shakua in tanuge olam hazeh, when all you're doing is eating and drinking and so involved, so indulging yourself in gashmias, that tends to dull your senses, to dull your ability to be able to decide properly, to make that perfect decision, to distinguish between what's right and what's not right. So don't drink, and that'll enable you not to be chayte. And don't get angry. Don't become such a person who gets so upset and so angry about everything that that's going to interfere with your ability to make proper decisions in terms of the derech chayim. And then he said to them, ultimately, if you take those two precautions and now you're on your path, then there's one third thing you have to have. Tzvos HaDerech. Then you did your hishtadlus. You stayed away from the drinks and you stayed away from the road rage. Now you have to ask and daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it should be a successful, it should be a safe trip along the way. This idea that but it's so important for us to be mavdo properly, two things that get in our way is the yayin and the kas, that's mamish what plays out in Parsha Shmini. It's exactly when the Torah gives us this mitzvah, this idea of lahavdo mekeresh menachol, so there are fundamentally two things that went wrong in Parsha Shmini. So of course the famous question, what exactly Ben Aaron did? So unclear, so many different shot because of what exactly the problem was. But one thing seems pretty clear, that it was a mistake in judgment. That's for sure. It was a mistake in judgment that they compared incorrectly. They thought that just as there's a mitzvah for us to bring it to Teres outside, we're going to bring it to Teres inside, you know, like I mean, Kippur do bring it inside. Whatever the cheshbonus of Ben Aaron was, so it was an incorrect comparison. What led them to this erring in judgment? What was it? So one day Chazal says, Shtuya Yayin Nichnasim. Because they went into Shtuya Yayin, because they drank. He had a little bit too much of a drop of Tanug Yalam Hazeh, a little bit of alcohol, whatever, either little alcohol or spiritual alcohol, whatever it was, threw them off a little bit and it interfered with their proper judgment, of course, of the tragic consequences. And you find the same problem in Moshe Rabbeinu. Not a problem, who are we going to say, but Sukkim say, Moshe Rabbeinu also makes a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu also makes a mistake in judgment, a mistake in Havdalah. What was the mistake in Havdalah that Moshe Rabbeinu makes? That there was a mitzvah that they were supposed to eat some of the kachim even in the state of Aninos. And now Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, if we eat this carbon, we're supposed to eat this carbon also. And Aaron told him, no, it's not true. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu make the mistake? Why did he compare things that weren't comparable? Didn't he realize that this is kachim shah, this is kachim dayres? Rashi explains to the Gemara Zvachim. What happened? What was the source of the problem? Because I'll say, because he got angry, because he got upset, even though rightfully so to speak. He was very upset. But even Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to go to Moshe Rabbeinu. When he got angry, so that detracted, that took away from his ability of a mashu, that took away from his ability to judge properly. So you see that these two things that Eliyahu HaNavi draws our attention to are the things that a person has to be so, so careful with. Even Bnei Aaron fell in, even Moshe Rabbeinu fell in, so how much more so do we have to be careful about these kinds of things which interfere with our ability to be mavdu ben kodesh l'chol properly. Everybody say we're all on a path in life. We all have paths and we all have decisions to make, and the decisions that we make all the time. We can't afford to not to have our full senses with us. We can't afford but constantly being asked to make decisions that are going to affect our lives, our children's life. Regret, the deire deiris, we cannot possibly succumb to those yitzharas of yayin, what that stands for, and ka'as, all that stands for. If we want to be matzliach in this world, so we have to give it our best. The daven to Rebbeinu Shlom, say after Tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shlom should guide us in the proper paths, but we have to do whatever we can to make sure that we have our full capacities, be able to make the best possible decisions to walk the proper path to the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's a chayim to be mavdil benefit.